a two-day African Investment Forum to break new ground as far as leveraging Africa's economies is concerned is underway in Accra. Opening the forum, Vice President Mahama observed that the dream to integrate the sub-regional market can only become a reality if government strategies that aim at penetrating the world market. This, he said, also calls for more public-private partnership and investment. Pascalina Dadivor reports.
This is the third time Ghana is playing host to the African Investment Forum. Intra-trade in Africa has rather been on the low side, and experts have blamed this on huge tariff policies, ECOWAS protocols and practices at borders and along trade routes. Vice President John Mahama said it is about time the sub-region moved away from the talk and worked towards strengthening economic linkages. He said government will continue to maintain the stable macroeconomic variables that will attract more investors to the country.
It is gratifying to note that the image of Africa as a destination for investment is being positively transformed as the number of emerging market funds with interest in Africa continues to grow. A major catalyst towards this trend has been the progress being made towards regional integration to create larger markets, to enhance competitiveness, and to improve infrastructure. I wish to assure the investor community, both domestic and international, that the government in Ghana will endeavor to sustain the stable macroeconomic environmental conditions that we have been able to create in the last 3 years.
The chairman of the Ghana Investment Promotion Center, Ishmael Yamson, noted that Ghana has all the favorable conditions for doing business. He urged investors to take advantage of this climate.
This conference is therefore taking place at the right time to present to the investment community all over the world that West Africa is indeed a very safe and attractive place to do business. Africa, and more specifically Ghana, has become most attractive to the investment world. Indeed, should Ghana manage its affairs well, there's enough evidence to suggest that the country can achieve double-digit growth rate for the next 10 years.
Participants from the telecoms, agribusiness, manufacturing, banking, transportation, among others, will in 2 days brainstorm on problems affecting West Africa's ability to compete and how to improve access to finance for companies in the sub-region. For Radio Ghana, Pascalina Dadevu, Accra.
A delegation from the World Bank, led by Vice President of the International Finance Cooperation, Thierry Tano, yesterday called on Vice President John Mahama the Castle Usu. Mr. Tano was at the castle to bid farewell to government as acting country director of the World Bank. The World Bank has been in operation for 9 years in the West African region. Mr. Tano said the World Bank finds in Ghana a partner in development. He also commended the country for her level of maturity in the business and political environment. Mr. Tano said the World Bank has approved a loan of $105 million for the Takoradi thermal expansion. He, however, urged government to make the project one of its priorities.
Ghana moved from us from being among the top 25 countries in which we have invested to be today the second largest portfolio for us in sub-Saharan Africa. But when I came in the department in 2004, we approved a $60 million project for Takoradi, for a combined cycle, if I recall correctly, which never went through. I think what I would like to ask for your support is to get this project through. My understanding is we've done our part, which means we've gone through the board, and the project, when presented to the board with our colleague from the bank, was extremely well received by our board. Clearly one of the flag projects that we would like to have in this region. It would be very good. This would be among the first project being discussed in May when Parliament comes back in session.
The incoming country director of the World Bank, Yusufu Crooks, a Gambian, pledged to work in partnership with government. He said there are a lot to be done together in terms of infrastructure development, among others. Vice President John Mahama said government is working towards becoming a major player in the energy market. This is why the country is focusing on energy for the NCA Compact 2 project. Vice President Mahama said government is currently in talks with the Brazilian government for a loan to take care of projects like the Takoradi thermal plant and the Sitwari water project.
With regards to the combined cycle, I think we've approved it in cabinet, and we are waiting parliament to resume so that the project can be approved. We had a lot of hope and excitement with the West African gas pipeline, but it has proved very, very disappointing, and currently we suffer outages because we can't be sure of production from enough gas from the West African gas pipeline. And so that's been one of the areas of worry, but we are happy that it's pushed us to fast track our own gas potential. The pace is developing at a satisfactory speed, and we're hoping that sometime by next year we should be able to put our own gas on stream to supplement whatever we get from the West African gas pipeline. That would make supply of gas more predictable, and I think that it will be a major incentive for more investment in thermal production.
Vice President John Mahama.